Radio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 6, 2020. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Kip Stube in Maryland.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we continue to look at the coronavirus pandemic and that some Zimbabwe embassies are inviting those in the diaspora whose travel itineraries might have been hampered by the outbreak to approach the embassies for assistance so that they can be helped or assisted to go back home.
And just a quick roundup of what is happening worldwide. We know that, Jonga, in terms of the COVID-19, there are so many people that have been affected by this disease. There are 3,524,429 people worldwide who have actually contracted the disease so far. And the figures keep on rising, Jonga. So every minute that we are actually mentioning them, they are actually going up. So in terms of those people that have died, there are roughly about 247,838 worldwide. In USA, about 1,158,341 people have actually contracted the disease. And out of these, over 71,000 have so far died. So in America, there is a lot that is happening, Jonga. Mm-hmm. And in Zimbabwe, there are 34 people who have tested positive for COVID-19. And out of these, 4 have actually died and 5 have recovered. So kunjalo ke zulukandaba, siyabona ukuthi COVID-19 le yahlupha okunye okumangalisayo. Siyamukela kuhlelo lwe Diaspora Forum namhlanje. Lapho sikhuluma khona ngodaba lolu. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke emhlabeni wonke jikelele abantu bathole nzima okunye okumangalisayo. Sebedlula ke izigidi ezintathu abantu asebebanjwe umkhuhlane lo emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Kube sekukhanya ukuthi asebebhubhile sibili baningi okunye okumangalisayo. Kuzobuya lapho eMelika siyabona ukuthi sibili umkhuhlane lo ubhokile. So ke ungazani kulo dubo olunye olumangalisayo. Kube sekubuya eZimbabwe abantu abayi 34 babanjwe umkhuhlane lo, ukuthi abangu 4 sebabhubha. Kube sekubuya ke abangu 5 sebarecover. Kunjalo ke Jonga.
Ndizozo chaizvo Gibbs. Hongu pasi rose tinonzwa kuti vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichi. Zviri kubva kuJohns Hopkins Hospital iri muno muAmerica. Vari kutaurayo kuti vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichi vanodarika 3 million. Kuchitiwo vafa vachidarika 250,000. Koita muno muAmerica vafa nechirwere ichi vave kudarika 71,000. KuZimbabwe kuna vanhu 34 kana makumi mana nevana vabatwa nechirwere ichi kusvika pari nhasi. Koita vashaya vanoita vana. Koitawo vashanu vapona kubva kuchirwere ichi. Tinoona kuti vaongororwa vave kudarika 11,000, kudarika gumi, zviuru gumi nechimwe chete zvevanhu vaongororwa. Asi pane nyaya iri kuchema chemwa nevakawanda kumusha kuti dai kuongororwa kwapararira kunzvimbo dzakawanda kuitira kuti vanhu vakawanda vange vachiongororwa. Takaonawo nezuro makambani akanzi nemusi wemuvhuro makambani avhure vachinzi vashandirwi ndo vanofanira kunge vachiongorora vashandi wavo kuti vane chirwere here kana kuti havana. Asi tinonzwa kuti makambani mazhinji akati haakwanise kunge achitenga zvikwanisiro zvinodiwa kuti vange vachiongorora vanhu. Izvo zvaakuita kuti vange vachingozoongororwa temperature chete kungoonekwa kunzi vari kudziya muviri here kana kuti havasi. Koitawo nyaya yekuti vana vezimbabwe vakawanda vari kunze kwenyika, kune vakawanda munyika dzakasiyana siyana vari kunzi vanga vaine urongwa hwekudzokera kumisha kuti vange vachiona dambudziko iri vari kumusha nehama neshamwari. Zvaita kuti mizinda kana maembasi enyika dzakawanda kusanganisira muno muAmerica, muzinda weZimbabwe uri muno muAmerica, muzinda weZimbabwe kuSouth Africa, muzinda weZimbabwe kuBotswana nemuzinda weZimbabwe kuNamibia vari kukurudzirawo zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri munyika idzo dzingadai zviine urongwa hwekudzokera kumusha kuti aiwa uyai tikubatsirei. Ndo basa remizinda iroro. Munongotumira mazita enyu nepamuri muwanikwa sei, ndofunga nemapeji emapasipoti enyu neurongwa hwekuti kana mamuri mune tiketi nekudhara motumirawo netiketi renyu kuti mamuchidzokera rini, vokwanisa kukubatsirai kuti munge muchidzokera kumusha. Gibbs, I'm talking about embassies, Zimbabwe embassies in the USA, in South Africa, Botswana and Namibia. They are encouraging Zimbabweans there to approach those embassies so that they can be assisted in going back home, assisted repatriation. And we have noticed that like in South Africa, there's quite a number of Zimbabweans who are ready to go back to Zimbabwe. the same in Botswana, and the same in Namibia. And so far for the U.S., we are yet to get an exact number of Zimbabweans who have so far approached the embassy to be assisted to go back home, Gibbs.
So abantu abanenge jonga bathi abasenelisi ukuthenga ukudla. So food is a problem, you know, because most of them have not been working for a long time now because of this lockdown. So they're thinking that maybe they should go back home and just restart their lives down there. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy that jonga we are joined by our three guests right now. We've got Mr. Dan Moyo, who is in USA, Mr. Tewama Vinga in UK, and Ms. Chennai Moyo Mutamba Fere, she's in UK as well. So Mutamba Fere, yes. She's in UK. So now I think we can start the ball rolling. Maybe you can pose a question to one of our guests.
Yes, maybe I can start by posing my question to Mr. Tewama Vinga as a human rights lawyer. Mr. Mavinga, we have seen the Zimbabwe embassies in South Africa, Botswana and Namibia trying to help Zimbabweans who want to go back home, and also the host countries, I think they are detaining some Zimbabweans at some holding centers there, where we understand, like in Botswana, that the United Nations High Commission for Refugees is actually failing to provide them with food because it cannot get food from its sources. Is there any human rights abuse in these processes so far, Mr. Mahim?
Thank you so much. It is a positive development that the Zimbabwe authorities have moved forward to facilitate movement, repatriation of Zimbabwe nationals back to Zimbabwe. A big problem there is that for many of these vulnerable people, they have been in lockdown in these countries, in South Africa, in Namibia, and Botswana. And many of them have not been working, have no funds. And the government of Zimbabwe, the authorities in Zimbabwe, are not providing, are not paying for transportation. This then makes it very difficult for those most in need to be able to move. And at the same time, staying where they are under lockdown, unable to work and to provide for their families, they have no food. So the right to food, access to food and other basic essentials has become a serious challenge for Zimbabweans. And this is where the appeal is, not only to the Zimbabwe authorities, but also to the host countries, to support and also to open up and acknowledge this crisis that is there, to say if there are international well-wishers, then they can come in and provide support. But the problem is that refugees, asylum seekers, migrants from Zimbabwe have been overlooked when these different countries are looking after their own nationals. We know that, for example, South Africa chartered an aeroplane to fly to China. Expectation that is there, that Zimbabwe should be in a position to finance and pay for the transport needs of its citizens trapped in South Africa or in Botswana or Namibia or wherever they might be.
Thank you so much, Tewama Vinga. I think we can now pose the second question to another guest, and that is Mr. Dan Moyo. I believe he's still around. So, Mr. Moyo, are you still there? Or I think he had a slight problem, or he's still around? Okay. So I think Mr. Dan Moyo is still there. Hold on. Mr. Moyo, we're coming back to you right now. So now, Mr. Moyo, looking at the challenges being faced by Zimbabweans living in different countries, some are here in USA. They have serious challenges, you know, during the lockdown. So what can be done, you know, to serve most of these Zimbabweans?
Yeah, that's a big challenge that's being faced by Zimbabwean families all over the world. We see it here, especially most of our people who work right in the middle of COVID-19, as most of them work in these home cares and they look after these old people who are the most vulnerable. It's really a dire situation, and there are obviously others who are now unemployed, as we have seen the unemployment in America rise up to 20% in the past few weeks. It's really a dire situation. There's also talk now from the Trump government of maybe not renewing people's B visas, work permits, and stuff like that. So Zimbabweans have to really be careful around this time, because there's opportunity for I'll say discrimination coming out of this government as Trump tries to make himself relevant to his base, I would say. And so he's back to his language of intimidating immigrants and all that, and our people are caught in that as well.
Yeah, so I think to get a mafshani unatini ngakonokuge ungani kupegwe ngabantu abe Zimbabwe abahlala ngapha kambe bahlupheka kanganani ngesikhathi selesi lockdown kunapha kwele mele.
Yeah, ngiyabonga mfowethu. Uhlupho lona lukhona kakhulu. Ngingathi kukho kubo bonke abantu nje jikelele, ngoba lo mkhuhlane awukhethi. And njengoba nje sonke siku-lockdown, kulabanye imisebenzi yabo engakwanisi ukubabhadala ma bengekho emsebenzini, esingathi if they cannot telework, ma bengakwazi ukusebenzela endlini. So that means ukuthi akula pay engenayo. And but into enzakala kusizwe sonke jikelele, ama-American citizens ale nhlanhla, ngoba i-stimulus package batholile izimali eziphuma kuhulumeni. But anyway, anyone obhadala ama-taxes la, akulandaba whether umuZimbabwe no uphuma kuphi, I'm sure bonke labo batholile i-stimulus, ngoba i-stimulus sakhona besingakhethi nge-citizenship, besiya ngokuthi ma ukuthi uvele uyafayila ama-taxes akho, i-IRS ile record yakho. So sincedile i-stimulus lesi, plus lenda lo daba lokuthi ama-rent lawo bathe abantu bangama ukubhadala ama-rent for inyanga lezi ezilandelayo, ukuzama ukunceda abantu bonke. Njalo futhi okunye okusizayo la e-America ukuthi kulama-food banks, kule generosity enkulu esiyibonayo, ama-food banks lapho abantu abakwanisa ukuyathola khona ukudla mahhala. So konke lokhu kuyanceda, but ma umZimbabweni kuyabe kumele ukuthi at least ube le contact, ukwazi ukuthi indawo zakhona ezinika uncedo lolu zitholakala kuphi. So I think kubalulekile ukuthi sibambane, sibonisane, sitshengisane, sincedisane njengesizwe seZimbabwe ukuthi si-survive ngalesi sikhathi.
Yes, so wangakhulu moya othi ke sibise ubaba uJonga Kanemiri. Jonga, singaqhubeka and then you can pose a question to our other guest.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Gibbs, ndofunga uri kundinzwa ikoko.
Yes, I can, yes.
Yes. Ndotanga hangu nekutinira zvataurwa navade vamavhinga pekutanga, wati urongwa uri kuitwa nemizinda yeZimbabwe munyika dzakasiyana siyana hwekubatsira vana veZimbabwe urongwa hwakanaka chose. Dambudziko ringori pakuti vamwe munzvimbo dzavagere havana chikafu, hakusi kuwanikwa chekudya. Izvo zviri kuita kuti vakawanda ivavo vange vachinetseka nenyaya dzenzara, ndo imwe nyaya yavasimudza. Kouyawo vaJane Moyo vasimudzawo nyaya yekuti muno muAmerica vari muno vanogona kunge vaine mhanza kuti vange vachiwana rubatsiro, nokuti kune mari dziri kupiwa neIRS kana nehurumende yeAmerica dzekubatsira vanhu nguva inoi. Asi kana wanga usiri munhu anga achikwanisa kunge achibhadhara mitero muno muAmerica, usiri muAmerican kana uchizvarwa cheAmerica, unogona kusawana mari iyoyo. Tichiona kuti kune vamwe vanhu vakawanda vasati vane mapepa ekuti vange vari zvizvarwa zveAmerica, asi vachishanda nekugara muno vanogona kunge vasiri kuwana mari idzodzo kunyangangwe vachibhadhara mitero, nokuti havasi kunge vari eligible. Nokuti takaonawo pachidzikana ukanga uri muAmerican, ukanga wakaroorwa nemunhu wekunze kana asiri muAmerican, unogona kusawana zvakare rubatsiro rwemari iyoyo. So those are some of the issues that may affect Zimbabweans who are here in the United States. But so far, I think what we have heard from our two guests, Gibbs, is something that many people wanted to hear about or wanted to know about, because many people didn't know what to do, where to go if they have problems. Some even don't know where their embassies are. So at least if the embassies come out and invite people who are stranded, then that helps. Like America, you know, like here in America, Gibbs, the call is mostly to help those who had visited here in America or who had come here for some other programs, exchange programs, or students who are here. You know, sometimes the problem is you are a visitor here, then your visa expires, but you cannot go back home because of the pandemic. I think the State Department will just say next time you overstayed in America. So this also helps people so that they don't overstay here. They approach the embassy, then the embassy assists them, and then they go back home so that they will be able next time to come back to America. Nyaya umbe ilipo ndiye kuti kana washanya uri mwenzi muno mu America tota amai wangu wawo yakunondoona kuno vavharirwa nedambudziko recoronavirus havachakwanisa kudzokera kumusha asi visa rao riri kuti vanofananga vadzokera by May uno zvakureva kuti May akapfuura vanenge vagarisa muno mu America inonzi overstay saka kana vakazoda kudzoka zvakari kuya kunondoona vakunzi makamboenda kuAmerica muna 2020 makagarisa hapatariswa kuti chii chakaita kuti vagarise saka ndozvimwe zvinhu zvatiri kutaura kuti vanhu vakakwanisa kunge vachienda kumizinda iyoyo zvinovabatsira kuti vadzoserwe kumusha nguva ichiripo kuitira kana vakazoda kushanya zvakare vashanyira vana vavo kana hama dzavo zvinovapa mukana kana dai vachida kuenda kumaprogiramu ezvikoro nezvimwe zvinovapa mukana kuti aiwa wakaenda wakakwanisa kudzoka ndonyaya yatiri kutaura Gibbs. Thank you.
Yeah, so I think you can go ahead and proceed and ask Shenai Moyo Mutambasere
yes.
A question. Yes.
Yes, Mr. Mutambasere, welcome to our show.
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm looking at the remittances. We saw that the World Bank, they say that the 2020, Africa, mostly Africa, they were looking at Africa and Zimbabwe included there. They predicted that there will be a decline or a sharp decline in the remittances from people in the diaspora because of the pandemic. Does she agree with this?
Yeah, okay, so tell her to come on board, and then she will actually respond. Go ahead, madam.
Okay. So thank you for that question, Mr. Jonga. Yes, I certainly agree with that view, because if we consider the current situation, a lot of households in the diaspora are not in work. So if you were working as, let's say, you were working as a supply, which means you are not permanently employed. You're working on 0 hours. You are not necessarily receiving your full income presently. There may be some circumstances where you may be entitled to 80%, but again, we're a little bit unclear as to how long that will go on for. A lot of companies, big companies, you know, the multi-million pound earning companies are getting the hit because businesses have had to shut down. So things have changed. So it is not far-fetched to think that the diaspora remittances will be severely impacted. I mean, you look at South Africa, you consider the types of jobs that the Zimbabwean diaspora are doing in South Africa. Perhaps they're in the events industry, let it be restaurants, you know, catering, construction, and all these are industries that have been quite badly impacted. So it is not too far-fetched to imagine that they will not be having the same income when all this, you know, is done with, when we recover from the pandemic. Even presently, you know, the incomes have been impacted. So I believe that statement to be quite accurate.
Thank you so much. And now I will bring in Jonga Kandemiri. So Jonga, I think you heard what she was saying very clearly.
Yes, she says she agrees with the World Bank that remittances will fall in 2020 because, you know, people are not like performing as they used to do or as they can do in a normal situation, which means if you were working 100%, maybe you are now earning maybe 80% or even you are furloughed. So many people are furloughed across the world. They are not getting any salaries. They are not getting paid, which means they cannot have money to send home. If they were sending $100, now maybe they struggle to send maybe by $30, $50. And the World Bank says that in 2019, Africa got $48 billion from remittances. And they expect it to fall to $37 billion in 2020. That's for the whole of Africa. And that will be about a 23% decline, Gibbs.
Yes, and we see that the World Bank has actually given Zimbabwe a grant of roughly about $7 million. I'm trying to check the exact figures. It seems as if it's about $7 million US dollars. So this grant is for the country to fight against coronavirus COVID-19. And this report is contained in a detailed report by Reuters News Agency. So they are saying that Zimbabwe is expected to get this money as soon as possible. Even if Zimbabwe owes, you know, the IMF and others about $1.2 billion, you know, but Zimbabwe may...
They still can help. Yeah. They are good. They are good friends, Gibbs.
Yeah, you see?
it reminds me where I used to work back home in Zimbabwe. You know, I cannot mention the company. But, you know, there were some guys who would help people with soft loans.
Yes.
In Shona, we call it Chimbazo.
Yeah.
So what they would do is, if you don't pay back the Chimbazo and you abscond all the time, next time you have a problem, you approach those people, they'll just tell you, no, you know, get the money from that you owe. Get it from there.
Zimbabwe is going some way.
Yeah, so if Zimbabwe is owing World Bank and IMF, they could have said, no, just take the money from wherever you, whatever you owe us. But they said, no, on top of that, we help you with the $7 million.
That's right. A World Bank is Zimbabwe. He grant $7 million. You're going to start a low coronavirus COVID-19. So let's go to Joe Mavinga. Maybe Mavinga can actually tell us a little bit about what he thinks about this gesture by the World Bank. Mavinga, go ahead.
Thanks. It is very important that resources are mobilized to help the people, to support the people in need during this public health crisis of COVID-19. Now, what is important also is proper and accountable use of the resources to ensure that the money reaches intended beneficiaries. Because sometimes we come across some resources as a nation, but the use might not be reflecting the public health crisis priorities. So, for example, people might be complaining that leaders might hire private jets, which is very costly, and yet at the same time go with a begging bowl to ask for money. So it is important that every little money that we come across is used wisely with the knowledge that Zimbabwe is in distress. We saw the letter that Zimbabwe's finance minister, Professor Tulinure, wrote to the World Bank and the IMF. So whatever money comes our way must be used wisely and must reach the intended beneficiaries. It must not disappear somewhere between the World Bank and Harare or in Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much, Mr. Teoma Vinga. Let's bring in Mr. Den Moyo and have his take on exactly on this issue. So, Mr. Den Moyo, if you can hear me, just 1 second. We're trying to bring Mr. Den Moyo. I think we've got a slight challenge, but we're going to get him. So can you hear me, Mr. Moyo? So I think he got a bit cut off. So anyway, Jonga, we've got a lot of videos as well. And here are some of the videos. You know, Den Moyo is there now. So, Den Moyo, what's your take on this?
Yeah, I think the gesture from the World Bank is very welcome. Our people really need it. The challenge is, Teoma Vinga was saying, there is on the distribution of those funds. We know that our government does not have a good record of distributing donor funds equitable amongst our people. They tend to politicize such kind of donations. I think they need to understand that this is a humanitarian catastrophe that's hit the whole world, and that they should by all means make sure that the money gets to the people that really need it, the people that are hard hit, the vendors who now don't have their means to earn a living since the lockdowns. They can't sell their wares. Zimbabwe is an informal sector, so it kind of makes it a little difficult to distribute funds in a manner that is fair to everybody and benefits the ones that are really in need. So they'll have to come up with a system that at the end of the day is not going to be seen, one, to be partisan in benefiting people who support ZANU-PF, but rather be seen to be distributed equitable amongst those that are really in need.
Thank you very much. In 1 minute, Konoko, what to call?
Yeah, niti into nhle kakhulu siyayamukela enzwe iWorld Bank ukuthi banikeze iZimbabwe igrant le ye 7 million. Kodwa esicelayo ngokhulumende ka Emerson Mnangagwa ukuthi le mali one siyazi ukuthi kule corruption enengakhulu ekhaya. Imali kumele ifike ezandleni zabantu abayinidayo abayibona abafekthwe kakhulu yile coronavirus, i-lockdown, abangasatholi amacebo ukuthi ba-survive, ngoba siyazi ukuthi imisika ivaliwe, abakwanisi ukuyothengisa amatamati lembhida yabo. So imali le sicela ukuthi uhulumende make sure ukuthi iyafika ezandleni zabantu abayibona abayinidayo, ingapheleli ezandleni zama-politicians. Isikhathini esiningi sibona into ezifana lalezo senze.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu-ke baba Dan Moyo, sicela ubambe khonapho. Sibiza ubaba uJonga Kantemiri. Baba Jonga, nxa ungizwa kukhanya ngazane zilama-videos amaningi lapha-ke kulabanye abasithumezele bekole South Africa labanye.
Usetoesa ma-video ndaikumbira Muzvare Mutambasere kuti vangotsananguravo nerurimi rwaamai nyaya yerubatsiro rwapiwawo neWorld Bank sezvavangotsanangura. Kuti andofunga vari kuteerera kuti Muzvare Mutambasere, munoti nemari inoita $7 million yabatsirwa nayo Zimbabwe neWorld Bank kuti inge ichirwisa nechirwere checoronavirus, tichiona kuti Zimbabwe ine chikwereti chinoita $1.2 billion kusangano iroro, asi vakwanisa kunge vachiburitsa $7 million yekupa Zimbabwe kuti ibatsirwe nayo.
Iye woti umleteke akhulume isimo zvitoteni. Go ahead, madam.
Okay, so zvino zvakanaka kuti Zimbabwe yapuwa $7 million neWorld Bank, asi ndinotsigira zvambotaurwa nevamwe vataura, ndisati ndataura inini, vataura kuti tinenge tichida kuti mari iyoyo ishandiswe nenzira iri pachena, tichiziva kuti iri kushandisirwa chii, yaendeswa kunani ikanogadzirei, nokuti tinozviziva isusu munyika medu kuti tine problem yeumori yekuti imwe mari inopinda munyika haizooneki kuti ndiyo here yazoshandiswa kuti munhu akwire jeti, kana kuti ndiyo here yazoshandiswa apa kana kuti apa. Tinenge tichida zvakare kunzwisisa, nekuti ivo vanhu veWorld Bank dambudziko ratiinaro recorruption muZimbabwe vanoruziva. Tinofanirazve kuchibvunza kuti mari iyi yapiwa nemakondishen akaita sei, nekuti dzimwe nguva kunzi mari iripo hazvirevi kuti tichakwanisa kuitora kana kuishandisa, nekuti ivo vanenge vachida kutarisira kuti tichaishandisa sei uye kuti ticharamba tiri transparent here mukushandisa kwatichaita mari yacho. So tinenge tichitarisira kune ivo vari kuhurumende nevamwe vari kubatsira nyaya yecovid kuti vachava vane maconditions iwayo akanaka anooneka kuti mari iyi yatambirwa ikashandisirwa chii.
Ye, siyamuzwa lapho yakhuluma sweni Jonga. Ubambe khonapho ngwambo sabuya kuwe. Jonga uzwele lapho kumbe ufuna ukungena khonapho utsho kutsho mfowethu.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Yes, Gibbs, she explained vatsanangura nerurimi rwaamai kuti tinzwise kuti mari iyi inotarisirwa kuti inenge ichishanda kuenda zvaya pirwa kwete kuzoti inozonzi yakwiriswa ndege kuenda kwakati nekwakati nekushandiswa kune zvimwe. Tanzwawo mavhinga pakutanga vataura nyaya yekuti dzimwe nguva zvinoiswa mune zvematongerwo enyika kugoverwa kwemari dzakadai asanenge zvichiitwa. Ndozvimwe chete zvataurwawo navadenmoyo kuti dai paita transparency kana kujeka kwemashandisirwo anoitwa mari. Gifts, thank you.
So let's bring in the first guy, Richard Moyo. I think you know him. He's a pastor. He's based in Johannesburg. So now he's talking about being under quarantine and what ministers of religion can do. So let's listen to what he's saying, Joga. So there you are now. That's Umfundisi.
Liya makalipo mulese Zimbabwe akuti mpunzi moyo tiri zvedu kuno ku South Africa zvese kwakuna hakuna kumira zvakanaka nekuda kwecoronavirus iyi nokuti zvinhu zvayasiya yaunza nhamo yakakura zvikuru kuzvara zvezimbabwe zvigere mukati menyika ine South Africa tinoziva kuti vazhinji vevana vezimbabwe vanhu vaizvishandira vanhu vanotengesa vane zvakasiyana siyana kana kuti jobo akasiyana siyana saka kuuya kwaita coronavirus yasiya nzara inotyisa nzara inoshamisa kutaura kuti izvozvi zvina mwedzi wakudopera vakawanda vana marendi saka zvimwe zvimwe zvasiya coronavirus yakanganisa nokuti zvose hazvifambi zvakanaka apa futi zvine munyika ine yatiri South Africa yacho vanhu vari kubatwa nechirwere vari kuwanda apa vashaya vacho vakutosvika ku93 saka zvimwe zvimwe zviri kutitambudza asi ndoda kungoti kuvana vezimbabwe vari muSouth Africa munomu ngatigonei kusvinga nokusvingirira zvinova zvichadarika hakuna singadariki asi takakosha ndechekuti zvangu yanguva yekuti tidane mwari yanguva yekutibatane pamwe chete tidane mwari jehovha udenga atibatsire nekuti tinoziva kuti vanhu vakawanda vari kuti ko vari piko vafundisi vaya vari piko vaprofita vaya vanamatire korona aiwa vafundisi tiripo vaprofita tiripo asi korona iyi tingainamatira sei tiri mudzimba kana dai gavhumendi yaitipo mukana wekuti uyai unamatirewo korona taivanamatira sadhokuta hakuna dhokuta angarapa munhu ari mumba here ande toramba munhu achimuona saka ndio pane nhau dzokuti coronavirus zvosiwa payasvika yodarikoko rwajehovha mwari nokuti pazviri kuratidza kuti zvinhu zviri kuramba zvichikwira muchiziva kuti vanhu vapatrosi vabatwa svika 3 million vafa kusvika kuma200,010 kwazvizvi zvinorema ende sekusouth africa kuno upenyu unoratidza kuti rikomera kwawanda nokuti nyika ino iri kupa vanhu vayo chikafu vamwe vasingapiwi asi zvoda kuti jehovha mwari basa ndinotenda naizvozvo tichi haleluya amen.
So that is the Pastor Richard Moyo is in South Africa, Chonga. I like this mask, you know.
Yes, he wanted to make sure that people cover themselves with masks.
Yes.
Because, you know, he's a public figure.
Yes.
And our listeners and viewers would say, Pastor Moyo was not covering his mouth, so it means it's not something that is serious.
Uh-huh.
But I think, Gibson, we need to emphasize social distancing and covering of the mouth and nose.
Yeah.
The use of masks. Because in Zimbabwe, I've seen on social media some videos of people at funerals, at some bus terminus, bus terminal. Many people are not realizing that they are putting themselves in danger by not observing what the government is calling for or urging the people to do. And we also saw that if you are caught without a mask, you pay something like 36,000 Zimbabwean dollars, I think, or 1 year in jail. I'm not sure about that fine and jail term. Maybe Mr. Mavinga can chip in there whether it's something that is expected or standard. But I just think that people should not wait for the government to commandeer them, but people should just cover
That's right. And we also have a lady who is in Botswana. Her name is Ketiwe Lupata. Let's hear what she's saying about the coronavirus COVID-19, where she is right now. There she comes.
Sati bonani, basara zavatle ba studio 7. Mini kamadami Ketiwe Lupata. Nithanda ukukhuluma ngodaba lwabantu basekithi baseZimbabwe abaseSouth Africa. labo kuthiwa babiselwe ekhaya. Yebo siyakuzwa nxa yesimo esikhona okokuthi sebebulawa yindlala abantu. Kodwa ngibona kule challenge enkulu. I-challenge ekhona ngeyokuthi kanti nxa kade abanye bangikhona bengasebenzi vele beza ekhaya khona lekhaya kuyini abazafika bakwenze. Ngokunjalo sibonile ama-prizes amabhasi ukuthi amanye yi-600 ungela luggage and then hey khanya kunzima. Ubusuthola ukuthi omunye umuntu lokho wabuya e-South Africa kule 10 years akaze akathumele wona umgodla wempuphu ekhaya, namhlanje uyahamba futhi elengisizandla ekhaya khona ngale kulobunzima thizeni uzafika adleni kanti khona ngale khaya. I-challenge yonke leyo asazi nginanzelela ukuthi ayilanda akulandawo engela foreigner kulalizwe elingela foreigner of which nxa kuzathi sokule simo esinje iSouth Africa ikhethe ukuthi ayiniki abantu baseZimbabwe. Mina into engimangazayo ukuthi eSouth Africa somaZimbabweni kuphela aseSouth Africa but abantu bamazwe wonke jikelele bagcwele baseSouth Africa but I think every time ingoma iZimbabwe Zimbabwe mina angikuzwisisi or mhlawumbe inzondo mhlawumbe kuyini angikuzwisisi ngoba sibaneni sisemazweni kodwa iZimbabwe yiye phuma phambili. Angazi isihlobo zami ngiyabona.
So that is Thethiwe Lupahla Jonga. Thethiwe Lupahla is in Botswana. She's saying, you know, going back in to Zimbabwe may not be a solution to many people, you know. What are they going to do when they get back home? And she says the other snake is people have to fork out standard runs.
Yes.
If ever they have to board those buses going home. But most of them have not been working, so where are they going to get that money? And then she brought another interesting thing to say that there are some people who have never contacted their parents or families ever since they went to South Africa. Now they want to go back home, you know. Imagine you went to South Africa, you know, with a bit of money, you're going back with nothing. So people are going to have some problems there. Maybe you can come in there and then ask Tewa Mavinga what he thinks about some of these things.
Yes, vamavinga ndofunga mamakateerera zvatsanangurwa namuzvare vabva kutaura iye zvino. Tichitarisawo dzimwe nyaya dzatichikurukura dzakafanana nenyaya dzekuti vanhu vanga vachimanikidzwa kuvhara miromo. Kukundikana kwavo vobhadhariswa fine yemari yatinonzwa kuti inosvika kuma $36,000 kana kugara mujeri kwegore rimwe chete. Zvii zvamungataura vamavinga pamusoro penyaya?
Kudzivirira chirwere checovid-19 kunofanira kutungamidzwa kureva kuti kana munhu akakundikana nenhau yekushaya kuvhara ngatiti munhu akundikana kuvhara muromo kana kutenga zvekuvharisa muromo hazvibatsiri kuti anzi ngaachienda kujeri kwegore nekuti mumajeri makatowandisa vanhu nechekare inzvimbo dzakamanikana dzisingafaniri kunge dziine vanhu vari kuwanda dzinofanira kunge dzichotapudzwa nozvikuru zviripo. Zvakarewo mutoro wekushandisa wekutsvaka mari wekutsvaka zvekudzivirira kana kuti zvekuvheneka kuona utachiwana hwecoronavhairasi haufani kungotakurwa nevanhu chete. Hurumende ngaibatsirewo nekuti iri kupemhapemha ine homwe yakakura. Mari dziri kuuya idzi kubva kunana World Bank nekumwe ngadzishandiswe nenzira inoti vaya vari panguva yakanyanyisa kuoma vakanyanyisa kuomerwa ngavachitungamidzwa nekuti iko zvino kana zvikanzi mutoro wese wava kutakurwa nemunhu pauzima zvinorema zvobva zvazoputsa chinangwa kana donzvo rekuti tiri kuda kuti tiite kuti chirwere ichi chisaramba chichipararira. Kana majeri akazara nevanhu vasungwa vasingakwanisi kubhadhara mafaini zvoreva kuti chirwere kana chikangobata jeri rimwe chete chinopararira semoto wemapepa.
Maybe you can just reiterate in English, Mr. Mavinga.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. What we're saying is that the authorities, governments, should not miss the objective of stopping and fighting the spread of coronavirus. And this means that the focus must not be on sort of punishing individuals who may not afford or fail to buy, you know, masks and other protective equipment. The idea is not to overcrowd or overpopulate prisons and detention centers. Because once there is a spread of the virus within those overcrowded conditions, then it will be a very rapid spread of coronavirus. So what is important is to use resources wisely, including money from the World Bank and other sources, to ensure that vulnerable people are supported and are not left to carry the burden, including the burden of testing for the virus, the burden of acquiring equipment to support protective equipment. The authorities need to identify areas of need and prioritize those as they deploy limited resources.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mavinga. Now let's turn to Mr. Dan Moyo. I think he's still around. Baba Moyo, Francis Kang and Stevie Mawenza Alayo, about to visit to Mera Wele Kaya. Baba Wele Kaya, Baba Wenza and Kurangat.
Yeah, I look at the Malapo and forgot to move over. I want Baba Lege Kaya, the Varege Lutu. The same as when we sing in South Africa, Labo Botswana. I-coronavirus isibafosa ukuthi babuyele futhi edubeni abantu balekelayo. Okusalayo ukuthi mase bebuyela, wani bebuya belingisa izandla, lokwamukelwa kwakhona akwamukeleki. Abanye le mizi siyachitheka mhlawumbe, so kumele bayiqala phansi. So, ya, yeah, i-situation yakhona, kulobunzima kakhulu. Ngoba ababuyeli ngokuthi sebefuna ukubuyela ngentando, sebefoselwa isimo, isimo sesisibi okokuthi sebebona kungcono ukuthi hayi ngangcono makuukuthi bayehlupheka bahluphekele ekhaya okulezihlobo khona at least. So yeah, it's a tough one.
Yeah, ngicela ukufaka ngesilungu khonapho nje kamafutshane, 1 minute.
Yeah, I'm saying it's really unfortunate that our people who escaped home because of economic and other issues, political, are now being forced to go back by the coronavirus. And they are not going back in good terms. Some of them have severed relationships with family. And so it's really a tough situation to go back and try and repair those damaged relationships when you have no money. You are coming back empty-handed. You are adding to already a situation where people are already starving, and you are adding to that demise. So it's really unfortunate that our people, it's a double whammy on them, you know, because they left home escaping problems. Now coronavirus is forcing them to go back to those problems.
That's a really tough situation, Jonga. There, you can hear Mr. Moyo saying, you know, they can go back home there, but, you know, they left home in the first place because there's serious challenges. So now I think you can go ahead and pose the question to another guest.
Yes, Regaini Gotsin Rasatawa na Dan Moyo. Dan Moyo, I'm going to talk about the story of Zimbabwe. I'm going to talk about the story of Zimbabwe. Coronavirus. Tinoona kuti vakawanda zvikuru zvakaita South Africa neBotswana vanga vachishanda asi paita dambudziko rekuvhura kwemakambani vazhinji vakagara kudzimba havasi kutambiriswa mari havasi kutambiriswa chikafu. South Africa iri kungopa zvizvarwa zvayo rubatsiro zvaita kuti vana veZimbabwe vade kudzokera kumusha asi kumusha kwacho sezviri kutaurwa navamoyo unodzokera kumusha asi hauna chinhu. Vamwe vanga vasavirira nehama neshamwari, vamwe vakanga vatiza kumamirira anga akaita zvinhu munyadzi dzezvematongerwo enyika, asi vakumanikidzwa kungodzokera kumusha usina chauina acho zvinogona kutonowedzera dambudziko mumhuri ranga riripo kare nokuti vanenge vachitarisira kuti ndiwo wanga vachikwanisa kunge vachivabatsira asi vakutodzokerawo kunongogarawo nawo muchitarisana idambudziko guru iroro. Maybe I can throw a question to Ms. Mutamba Sere. Ms. Mutamba Sere, I understand that some Africans in the diaspora, especially in the United States and Europe, are trying to join forces or are joining forces and launching initiatives to help small and medium businesses. Is that something that you can encourage Zimbabweans to also do? Because some countries have already started doing something to help people back home since remittances are going down.
Okay, let me bring on board here so that you can respond. Quiet, madam.
Yes, so, I mean, that is one way that we can surely help ourselves. In Zimbabwe, I know the Citizens Initiative have set up a GoFund that is specifically trying to support the Zimbabweans back home. Because we know that, as Mr. Mazinga said, that you almost need to prioritize the scale. The problem is so huge that we need to prioritize it. First and foremost, we must prevent the spread of COVID. We have seen the dire effects, the hundreds of thousands of people across the world that have suffered and died from this disease. So that is the number one priority. We have set up the Citizens Initiative GoFund specifically to focus on the prevention of COVID in terms of stopping it from spreading in Zimbabwe. So that is one way, and that is a way that I think if we all work together, we can certainly support one for another in that way. In terms of supporting from a social welfare perspective, again, similar that and other similar initiatives would do the same, because that's the only way we can help each other, really. You know, because even if you think, okay, we might have 7 million from the World Bank, there are a lot of problems in Zimbabwe. Our healthcare is literally on its knees already. And then you can imagine the equipment, the protective gear and water, all the sanitation requirements that are needed for us to be able to fight COVID with a chance in Zimbabwe. So as a matter of trying to prioritize, as a matter of trying to help ourselves, then yes, we must set up our own kind of welfare initiative, such as the Citizens Initiative, to support efforts to prevent the spread of COVID in Zimbabwe. And prevention includes providing food and other welfare initiatives for the people in Zimbabwe, so that people don't have to go through, they don't have to try and move around so much, you know. Here in Europe, again, in America, we've seen a period of lockdown. And lockdown means that you are almost at an economic standstill. So if you're at an economic standstill, to maintain that, people will need support, people will need food, they'll need other subsistence items, even accommodation in some instances.
So now, Chonga, if you can hear me, so maybe you want to pose another question to her, or she can say it in Shona or, you know, along those lines. So, okay.
Yes, ndofunga vangangu tsanangura nerimi rwamai nokunda ndavabvunza kuti tirikuona kuti nekudzikira kuri kunzi kuchaita mari dzichatarisirwa kubva kunze kwenyika kana toti remittances kune vanhu vari kunze vashimira hama neshamwari kumusha iri kutarisirwa ne World Bank kuti ichadzika nezvikamu makumi maviri nezvitatu kubva muzana kana 23%. Zvaitawo kuti vamwe vari mune dzimwe nyika vari kunze kwenyika vekune dzimwe nyika muAfrica vatange urongwa hwekuti vange vachibatsirawo vemabhizimusi madiki zvikuru vaya vane zvishandira vemaoko kana vatinoti vari muinformal sector, masmall to medium enterprises, vange vachivabatsirawo zvakare nekuunganidza mari kuti vange vachikwanisa kunge vanhu ivo vachirarama vachisimuka. Saka ndomubvunzo wandaa ndavabvunza kuti zvinhu zvavanoonawo here zvingabatsirawo zvingaitwawo nevana vezimbabwe. Tsanangura yenyu muzvare mutamba sei.
Okay, let me bring it on board. So go ahead, madam.
Okay, zvandaa ndichitaura ndiri kutsigira zvataurwa navajonga kuti isu sezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe ngatibatanei, ngatirambei takabatana tichitarisira kubatsira vanhu kunyanya vari kuzimbabwe. Rubatsiro ratinovapa rubatsiro rwekuti chirwere checovid chisava chinospreada, chisava chinotikurira kukunda, kuri kunzi chabata mabatiro achaita muEurope nekuamerica nedzimwe nzvimbo. Naizvozvo kune initiatives akatangwa anoitwa sekuti Citizens Initiative vari kureza mari. Mari iyi ichitarisira kuti ichabatsira zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri muzimbabwe
kunyanya awa vasiri kuenda kumabasa vanoita mabasa emaoko nekuti iko zvino kana tichinzi tiri pa lockdown kunotarisirwa kunzi hapana kushanda kushaitika hapana chichakwanisa kunotengesewa takaona misika yakapazwa ne makanzuro vachiita kudzivirira kuti chi kuti vanhu vasange vachibuda vachitengesa and so on and so forth saka tinotarisira kuti izvinhu zvakaita secitizens initiative nezvimwe zvirongwa tinokurudzira vana vezimbabwe kunyanya vari kunze kuti ngatichibatanai tibatsizvibatsire isusu tichibatsira vanhu vari kuzimbabwe even takatarisa vanhu vari kunana south africa kuchava nezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zvakawanda zvichatambudzika kusouth africa hatisi kutarisira kuti vanhu avachakushanzi vachadzokera here kuzimbabwe nekuti tinenge tichikurudzira zvakare kuti vanhu vaobserve mitemo yelockdown inodzivirira kuti chi kuti chirwere ichi chisanyanyospreada mumacommunities so ndinovimba kuti vana vezimbabwe vachatarisira kubatana kuti tibatsire kunyanya vanhu vari kuzimbabwe kuti vawane chekudya kuti zvipatara zviwanewo rubatsiro nekuti nyange takatarisira kuti kune 7 million 7 million iyoyi inenge ine zvinhu zvakawanda zvakatarisira kuti ichabatsira.
Thank you very much, Chonga. I think you heard what she's saying. And now what we can do is go back to Chonga, then we introduce another video, then we go to our guests and close the show. Chonga?
Yes, I want to note that, Kuru. Thank you so much, Mr. Mtambasere. I think what she should have explained is how people can pool resources. Because, you know, we know there's GoFund, there's what. Mm-hmm. I don't know how people can get together. Because maybe out there are people who want to help, but they don't know how they can do it.
Yes, so let's bring in one of the guys who is in South Africa, you know, is facing a very serious problem. He wants to go home because there's no food. Let's listen to this gentleman. He sent us this video.
Ndinotenda pamubvunzo wenyu wamabvunza nawo iri kunetsa kunopa nawo yelockdown inawo yekuti vazhinji taizvisenza saka kuvharwa kwatakaitwa panhu wayo yelockdown zvinhu zvese zvakabva zvadzoka kumashure zvaakutikonzera izvo nzara even chekubata chako chaiko hakuna ndochimwe chikuru chiri kutinetsa ichocho saka vazhinji taakutofa nenzara tigere munomu chikafu chiri kunzi chiri kupiwa vanhu vanhu vari kupiwa chikafu hachisi chikafu cheruzhinji chekuti hanzi mune michipiwa imimi vanenge vachitoita rusaruro unongonzwa kuti apo pakati vapiwa pakati vapiwa but since kubva zvanzi kunoku kuri kupiwa chikafu hatina kana kumbobvira taona chikafu ichocho saka rubatsiro rwataitochemera kunoku rubatsiro rwekuti dai taonawo kana kuti sambadhi anoti heripawo nechikafu bcause ndoonawo humbe iri kunetsa kuno chikafu lockdown yatikanganisa panhu yechikafu chero pokubata chako chako hakuna kuti ubude panze uri kumhanyirana nemapurisa ende vazhinji vedu kuti unoapplya tsamba yacho yekuti uri kufamba tsamba yekuti unoapplya itsamba yekuti unenge uchinopiwa kana medication kuclinic hasi tsamba yekuti hanzi unenge uchinopema saka lockdown yatikanganisa panhau yenzara nzara hatakuwara nayo chekubata chako chako hatisisina ndo chokwadi chiripo.
There you are, Chonga. I think Zimbabweans are facing very serious problems in South Africa. And now this gentleman is talking about food. Can you maybe do a bit of translation there?
Yes, you are saying that the problem is with the lockdown, people are not able to go to work and get paid. And for you to move around, you need to have a letter. And the letter is, I mean, it only allows you to maybe go for medical purposes. Not to look for a job or anything. So he's saying people are suffering something that is very, very serious and is appealing to whoever can assist, especially the government.
Yes, so now I think our time is almost getting there. So now, Mr. Mavinga, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am on the line and I must say,
yes.
Muzare Tambasere speaks a lot of sense and I really concur.
Yes, and then the human suffering, you know, people are suffering out there. What's your last word about that?
Well, I think what's important is to say, yes, there is suffering, there is a lot of anxiety. This is a time of distress because of this pandemic. But this is also a time and an opportunity to come together, to pull our resources together, to observe the guidelines around social distancing and what needs to be done to combat this pandemic. We need, especially in Zimbabwe, we must take this pandemic very seriously. Where I am in the UK, we are almost reaching the 30,000 mark in terms of people who have died. Mm-hmm. So it's a very serious thing. Let's take it seriously.
Thank you, Theo Mavinga. Let's turn to Mr. Dan Moyo. Mr. Moyo, if you can hear me. So, Mr. Moyo, your last word on this issue. So we see that there is some humanitarian crisis in terms of Zimbabweans out there. So what can be done next, you know, to serve these people?
Yeah, first and foremost, I think we have to urge the government to act to help the citizens. It is this duty as government. They collect taxes. They do have fiscals that they should direct that money not from the other things we're hearing them doing, hiring private jets, and focus on helping the Zimbabwean people that are in need right now. It's imperative as a government to take that lead. Also, we want to urge the government to really train their police and soldiers to be professional in enforcing the lockdown. There's really no reason to be beating up people like dogs the way we've seen on some videos that we've come across, where people are being brutalized for stepping outside. I mean, sometimes, you know, there would be a genuine reason why somebody has to step out, especially if there's no food in the house and you are trying to figure out whether you're trying to go to the grocery store. You cannot be carrying a letter that says, I need to go to the grocery store to buy supplies. And then people are being beaten up. I think our police and soldiers need to have some compassion. They need to be like well trained, really, to handle this situation.
Thank you very much. Let me bring in Jonga. Then maybe we round up our show today. Jonga, maybe you can go to Ms. Chengedai.
Yes, Ms. Mtambasere, your last word.
So let me get here so that you can have a last word on this issue. Go ahead, madam.
So my last word will focus on the situation on the ground in Zimbabwe. Is we are already, like I said, in a crippling state in terms of our health sector. So I urge Zimbabweans in and around the world, in Europe, you know, to come together with us. I've been given some feedback from Mr. Jonga before. If you go on, if you've got access to GoFunds and you look for Citizens Initiative, you'll be able to see the Citizens Initiative current funding request for assistance with COVID. We have also updated with the areas that we have supplied with PPE and other initiatives that we are doing focusing on COVID. We have done other projects in the past as well, so you'll be able to see those.
Thank you.
I do encourage us to come together because really we are all we have sometimes, and I think together we can do quite a lot more.
Thank you very much. I think we have to thank all our guests today because we are almost running out of time. Time is something that we cannot always, you know, contain. It's only in some way, there's a bit of extra time, especially when it's Islanders and Dynamos. There can be 36 minutes of extra time, right, Jonga?
Yeah, and especially the other team is losing between the two.
And you know, it's going to be losing. Anyway.
Yes.
So we thank our guests this evening, Mr. Dan Moyo, who lives in USA, Mr. Theo Mavinga, a human rights lawyer, and Chennai Moyo Mutambasere. She is in UK. She belongs to an organization called Citizens Initiative. Thanks so much, and I'm signing off from Maryland. And please note, this is a pre-recorded show. Jonga.
Yes, anokuoneka iwe nemfaro, ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndichikuoneka iwe ndiri kumba, kwandinogara ini ku Silver Spring, mudunhu reMaryland. Signing off is Jonga Kandemiri from Silver Spring, Maryland. Have a safe, safe, safe stay at home. Please, thank you. Note that we are pre-recording this program. Gibbs.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much to all our guests. Bye-bye.